Hello, everybody. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is August 27th, 2013. And I have my regularly scheduled guest, Cobra, at the end of the month to review the current events and also any questions that the listeners have. And so I wanted everybody to hang tight. My God, there is so much to review and so many exciting things happening. I'm looking forward to this interview in particular to see what Cobra's perspective is. So, hello, Cobra. Thank you for coming on the air with me.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening.
So, oh my gosh, we have so much to cover today, and I'm not even sure where to start. I was going to first bring up one of the more controversial articles that's flying around the internet about the false light-based spiritual hierarchy. Are you familiar with that article?
Yes, I am.
Okay. A lot of people have written in. A lot of people have been commenting on it in my email box. And I, too, would love to hear what you have to say about the Ascended Masters, the fact that many of them have never had a human incarnation. They're talking about being part of a corrupt demiurge, and also the fact that there's archangels and positive ETs involved in this.
Okay, first of all, I do not agree with that article and anything that are written in that article. The Ascended Masters are not part of the corrupt hierarchy. This is number one. Ascended Masters are being, each of them had incarnations on this planet and have managed by their own determination to transcend all limitations of the matrix and liberate themselves. And now they are helping us from the other side of the veil. The reptilians and the archons have started a mass disinformation campaign against the Ascended Masters starting in 1996, because they knew if people connect with the Ascended Masters, the real light will come. So the Ascended Masters are not part of the false light. They belong to the real light. And each person that had their personal experience with the Ascended Masters will be able to testify to so.
I totally agree, and I am 100% in agreement with you. I think the one thing that is a question mark for a lot of us is, can there not be, since we are all creator gods, so to speak, can there not be a creation of that particular individual in that person's sphere or field or what have you? I mean, not cloning per se, but can we not possibly see them as a knockoff of the original Ascended Master? Is that a possibility?
Who?
Just anyone. You know, I mean, if people call in, for example, Saint Germain, is it possible that they could have someone who isn't the real deal?
If you call upon the Saint Germain, you will get a response from Saint Germain, but the response might not reach you, because the archons can still create a theoretic filter and create a fake Saint Germain hologram.
That's what I was trying to say. Thank you.
This is still happening.
Okay.
And this is confusing many people, because many of those channels are actually channeling those holograms.
Okay. So that's really what the article is probably referring to.
Probably, yes, but it's not clearly written and people can get confused.
Okay, so can you clarify, because you've talked about how a lot of the negative energies and the archons have been removed from the astral field, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and so where are we at this point? What is left to be cleared as far as archonic energies?
I will be very clear about this. The astral plane around the Earth has been cleared. The only thing that's remaining is the etheric part of the Archon grid, and only the part around, or shall we say, inside the implant hemispheres of some people. Most people's implant hemispheres have been disintegrated already, and those who are remaining are actually around the key people on the surface of the planet. So the Archons are now focusing their attention on the key people and trying to influence their free will decisions.
Interesting.
And I'm speaking about the key people on the positive and on the negative side. They're trying to suppress the light and enhance the dark. So this is their last concentrated effort at this point.
That's a good point. So basically, even those of the dark who are also coming into an expanded light consciousness, they're even being suppressed.
Yes.
Yes, that makes sense. Well, that brings me to, there was just an incredible series of three audio recordings, and yes, they were channelings, but one thing that they really did was they hit me hard. They saw, a couple people actually saw the escorting of millions of minions of reptilians off world. Can you comment on that?
Yes, this is happening daily.
Okay.
And this was something that's really happening every day. I will not comment on the numbers, but there are masses of those beings that are being escorted daily out of the implant hemispheres towards certain destinations when they are being, they receive some guidance, and some of them cross into the light, and those who refuse are taken to the central sun.
Cool. God, that's great news, huh?
Yeah, it's happening every day.
That's great news. And do you feel like that's accelerated in the month of August? I mean, considering we had the Star of David, Merkaba, we had the Lion's Gate and the Blue Moon, and we've had a lot of CMEs. Did that enhance that movement?
Yes, I would say the clearing process has been drastically accelerated in August and will be even further accelerated in September.
Far out. Now, did you feel also that the peace portal activation that we all did on Sunday, did you feel that was a success?
It was a massive success. Actually, we have managed to reach the critical mass. I have just put a report on it on my blog just 1 hour ago. And what it did, basically, I will explain. The Archons had many negative vortexes before, which were encompassing great area. The last two vortexes that were cleared was the Egypt vortex, which was cleared last week, and the Syria vortex, which was cleared on Sunday as a result of this meditation. So now the Archons cannot influence nations in mass anymore because they don't have this energy infrastructure anymore. And this is a huge success.
Very cool. And I feel that too, Cobra. I know you know that I just got back from one of my missions, and we did a lot of vortex work in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally felt that. I felt like such a huge release for the country in that area anyway.
So it's happening everywhere on the planet right now.
Yeah, I'm really happy to hear that. Well, okay, so on to more current event topics. You obviously know all about the nuclear weapons scare in Syria.
Yes.
And there is so much stuff going on. I mean, you've got Russia just coming out blatantly threatening the U.S. That if they, you know, if they send any advanced, you know, missiles to Syria, that there's a clear warning that they will attack. What is your perspective on that?
Okay, I will explain. First, this was a false flag attack, this chemical weapon thing, and actually, the cabal is quite desperate. They're planning to trigger a war in Syria, but this will not be allowed. Number one, the theoretic negative support has been cleared, so this is no longer possible. And number two, the positive military has expressed that if the cabal starts a war in Syria, they will be removed.
Fantastic.
So I would say my projection of events is that the cabal will try to push things to the edge, but they will not be. They will not cross over the edge.
Okay.
They will just test how far they can go with this, but they will not be. They will actually not manage to go into the actual war invasion, because that would. There is a possibility that would trigger the event and just remove them from the surface of the planet.
Interesting.
Actually, there are some people inside the positive military that are quite angry at the moment, and they're being held back. But they might not hold back for much longer if this continues.
Yeah. Because it could just blow up into a can of worms, huh?
So, yeah, this is the situation right now, and it's quite tense. But I think the light has made great progress in the last few days. And maybe you have noticed that most of the headlines about Syria have been released on August 25th. It's not a coincidence.
Yes, I did. I was That's so interesting you say that, because I noticed just in the last 2 days, it was bam, 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 everything all about Syria and each country and what role they were going to play. For example, Iraq is stepping forward and saying, no, I will not allow any airspace, you know, to be used towards
It is because the cabal wanted to stop the peace portal. They wanted to suppress the energy, and they failed.
That's such great
This is why
news.
was so much of this media hype about Syria the last few days.
I know, and that I was really anxious to talk to you about this because, as you can feel on the planet, people are getting a little bit, nervous. You know what's
Yes.
really going on. So, I thought one of the things I thought you're just so good at, tying in the galactic history and even some of the biblical stuff, is what is the significance of Syria? In the past, the biblical prophecy had always talked about how it would end up as a ruinous heap, in the final times and that kind of thing. And I'm now noticing that, this is the final straw where all the countries are really starting to show who they're in alignment with. And I was wondering, how does that fit in? I mean, you had said many times before that the prophecies of the old are not necessarily the prophecies of now, correct?
It's true, yes.
Okay. And so why is Syria such an important place for them to be attacking?
One of the reasons is it's a very ancient goddess vortex there, and the Archons wanted to suppress that. And that vortex was created after the fall of Atlantis and was actually holding the goddess energy for the planet for a very long time. And the Cabal wanted to suppress this, and now that the etheric Archons are removed from there, then this goddess vortex will start spreading the light. So,
Interesting.
also, the other aspect of this is that Syria has a very important strategic position between Near East and Europe. And also, there are quite large amounts of natural gas which have been discovered. And they can tip the balance about the oil and, I would say, the old energy paradigm. So there are many things happening there at once. It was actually the last chance of the Cabal to trigger something, but now I think it's over for them.
God, that is phenomenal. And, I was going to ask you, too, I think it's really interesting that Damascus, for example, is considered the home of many of the world's leading terrorists. And I was kind of wondering, like, from a light perspective, it's not a surprise that that would be the focal point to eliminate that. I mean, is that kind of tied into this whole thing, is to kind of cleanse the earth of all of this? I don't want to use the word evil, but
well,
do you know?
I would say Damascus is like Rome. It's a very important city. It's like one of the major vortex points which attracts a lot of light and a lot of darkness at the same time.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, now the other thing is a really interesting video came out. It was a clip from a while ago, and it was from a four-star general. And he was quoted, saying that there was a war, the United States had made an agreement, and that they were going to go after, so many different types of countries. And these were the countries: Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, and Sudan. I was wondering what you thought about that. What do you feel is the implication behind the fact that they chose those seven particular countries that they were going to focus their war on terror?
Basically, the agenda was to create a central or tribal bank in most of those countries, because most of those countries did not have a central Rothschild bank before. And as you can see now, the changes in Libya and other countries which have been invaded, the central bank is operational there. So the Rothschild faction has instructed the Rockefeller faction to pressure the military, the negative aspects of military, to wage those wars. And this is what happened.
Interesting. And so what now, isn't Iran's like one of the last countries left that has not been dominated by the central banking system. Is that correct?
To a certain degree, yes.
Okay. They're still maintaining that. And also North Korea, right?
Yeah, it's a very special situation, North Korea, actually. It is one of the most isolated countries. And although it is not controlled directly by the Rothschilds, it is controlled by the other faction of the Cabal, and it's not a good situation.
Oh, still not. There's not been any progress up in that area yet?
There was a little bit of progress, but not There are talks about progress, I would say. There are intentions of progress, but there was no breakthrough yet.
Okay. And then I was going to ask you this. I had been told by some friends of mine that communicate with the Federation on a regular basis. And one of the comments that was made to me, and I kind of had an aha moment, was they were saying that the light was hoping that a coalition would be created amongst the Mideastern countries. That, you know, up to this point, the West has always gone after the whole technique of divide and conquer. And I read today, one of the articles was about a coalition was consisting of Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, and Syria, who would respond to any attacks if they had to, you know, that were brought forth by Israel. I wanted to know if you could comment on that.
Okay, I cannot comment on everything, but I can say that there are coalitions being formed right now, and one of the things that need to happen is the cabal needs to be removed from certain Arab countries like Qatar or Saudi Arabia, and because cabal has a much of an influence still on those countries from Qatar and Saudi Arabia, and if this is resolved, there will be peace on Middle East.
Man, God, it'd just be incredible. Okay, well, I'm gonna hop around a little bit here because I'd like to go back to our country here, and I'm sure you've seen some of the things that are flying around, but there have been not only reports, but there have been a lot of videos and photos of huge numbers of military vehicles being transported to locations like New Orleans. I was wondering what you thought about that, and is that A, a false flag? B, are they just trying to scare the hell out of us? And C, are they really preparing for something they feel they have to be on the defensive of?
Okay, I would say there is a silent war happening inside Pentagon between the negative and the positive faction. There is a lot of tension in there right now because both the good guys and the bad guys are expecting big changes very soon, and they are both preparing for this.
Interesting. Okay. Now, I mean, they're obviously aware of the event, right?
Yes.
And they're obviously aware that what the event indicates.
Well, it depends on how high their security clearance is. If they have a need to know, they know.
True. Very true. Okay, and then here's another biggie. I'd love to hear your feedback on this. They supposedly, NASA launched two rockets, and apparently they spew a whole bunch of lithium all over the eastern coast of our country, from Maine all the way down to South Carolina. And lithium, as you know, is like a mind-altering mood stabilizer, supposedly. But it's very toxic to the body, and it causes a lot of nausea and vomiting and confusion and lethargy and things like that. I was curious, is this one of the reasons why some of us have been feeling those sorts of symptoms?
Actually, this is not just from those rockets. Actually, the cabal is going to extremes now in poisoning the air and the food and the water because they want to suppress the awakening of the population. And they
Okay.
went so far that many people are experiencing serious health problems because of this.
Okay. And what is your recommendation? I mean, I kind of wrote this on my blog that, you know, we are powerful. It's all a question of how we see ourselves and the protection that we put around our bodies. What would you recommend people do at this point to protect themselves from these sorts of air, you know, air bio warfare,
Well,
bacterium, or whatever you want to call it.
number one, connect with your soul because your soul can heal anything. And number two, be aware and cautious about the quality of your air and water and food, and do whatever steps necessary to improve their quality. And if necessary, you need to relocate.
Very good point. Okay, now what about this? Supposedly a laser was shot directly to our central sun, and this was on August 8th, and it's, you know, it's like as clear as day visually in this video, and it showed that immediately there was a direct CME, and it was directed directly to Earth. And my question to you is, are the cabal using the sun as a weapon now, or was
No.
that a higher being of light that is basically trying to step up the consciousness on the planet?
Okay, I need to check this link. Can you send me the link and I will check it?
Yes, I will do that for you.
But the cabal has no influence on the galactic processes. Zero.
Okay, so this is not a
And
possibility then.
no, they are aware that it is the end of the cycle and that they have no way to stop it.
Okay. Now, something that we haven't talked about in a long time, and I'm sure you remember us maybe chatting about this last year, and that is the Gulf of Aden. I was wondering, has there been any more activity in that location? I do realize that we talked about it being a stargate, a very important stargate. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about why is it an important stargate and if there's any additional activity going on there at this time.
I would say this is just one of the stargates that got a lot of publicity because there were some leaks all over the internet. There are many more stargates which are being active right now. I just mentioned some of them today, and there will be more that will be active in the near future. So the Eden Stargate is not top priority at this moment.
Okay. And kind of jumping back to a biblical, perspective, there have been discussions about, you've heard of Armageddon, obviously, as
Yes.
one of the final battles, but also there's supposedly a battle between Gog and Magog. Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
Are they different, number one? And how do you see that playing out right now in the current events?
Okay, I would say, as I said before, those visions are just projections in time, as there was, as those visions are about 2,000 years old, and they are projections from that time about the possible timelines. So things will not happen by the letter. The general idea of those visions was the final purification, the final, I would say, battle between light and dark, with the overall final victory of the light. And this general theme is exactly what's happening, but the details of those visions are more the ideas that are 2,000 years old about what's going to happen. And people who are trying to analyze those prophecies to a great detail and trying to project them on the future timelines are wasting their time.
Okay.
Because so many things have changed. We have free will, and certain things have been shortened, many things have been made easier. There was a tremendous amount of grace bestowed upon humanity because, considering the situation on this planet, things could be much worse. And many things have been prevented, many things have been improved, and negative timelines have been erased. So now we are in a much different position than we were 2,000 years ago.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. So, do you feel that Libya is still in the back pocket of the European Union?
How do you mean in the back pocket?
Are they still a puppet for Europe and not really working alongside their fellow Mideastern countries, or do you feel that that's changed?
Actually, Libya has been disintegrated. The society has been disintegrated by their foreign invasion a few years ago, and it's not a stable country at the moment. Many good things have been destroyed in the last few years by this invasion a few years ago.
That's so sad. Now, what did you think about? I thought this was pretty cool. Did you hear about Orban? He was the prime minister. He is the prime minister of Hungary, and he actually went so far as to tell the IMF that he no longer needed their assistance.
Yes, I heard about this.
So, how do you feel that that's going to affect the rest of the countries? Do you think that they'll follow suit? Do you think that this will create kind of a precedence for other countries to have the courage to step forward and do the same thing?
I will explain. Actually, it's not just about him, it's about certain key individuals in Hungary who had enough courage and enough, I would say, soul connection to say no to IMF because most politicians in most countries are bribed by the cabal, by the Federal Reserve, IMF, and their financial institutions. And because most politicians are being bought, they of course decide in the favor of more IMF loans. And if a country has a critical mass of fair politicians, things like happened in Iceland or things like happened in in Hungary can happen. So it's not just a matter of one prime minister, it's a matter of a critical mass of positive politicians in a certain country. And this can be done quite easily if enough people make a decision.
I think, I mean, to me, the biggest part is apparently this has not been something that somebody would even attempt since 1930, Cobra. So I thought that was a really big shift, you know, even in the politician's consciousness, like you were talking about.
Yes, it's true. That's true.
So on a more local, you know, note, what can we gleam as a positive out of these horrific fires going on throughout Yosemite? Why that location? Why such? I mean, it's just huge. They're just
okay, I would say most of the fires that happen in the United States are not natural. They are being created by the cabal.
Jeez, so sad.
And there is evidence about this, and this evidence will be released, if not before the event, after the event.
Okay, so why in that area?
Well, they are triggering certain areas to create certain results. And as you know, it's a natural park with a quite a delicate ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And disturbing that ecosystem can, it's an energy thing again.
Okay. Okay, now, did you also see, I'm sure you did, the U.S. State Department, you know, has put out an alert for people to travel, and they closed down 21 U.S. embassies in the Mideast and North Africa. I wanted to know what you felt was the real, true reality behind that, because there's so many different stories on that.
It is simply a distraction. It is people, I would say the cabal wants to create a state of fearing people, and this was just a lot of noise to create more fear in people.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like there wasn't any kind of like strategic thing going on the part of the cabal other than distractions.
Distractions, yes.
Yeah, and just creating the fear porn, as we call it.
Yes, because people are now afraid to travel, and people are afraid to travel, they are more easily controlled.
Okay. Okay, well, let's jump over to Edward Snowden. Supposedly, he was granted a one-year temporary asylum within the Russian Federation. That just seems like it has some huge ramifications. Can you give me a little bit of your feedback on that?
It is simply that I would say Mr. Putin is connected with not only with the Eastern Alliance, but with deeper positive forces. And of course, the Russians did many things to protect one of their most valuable assets at the moment.
Now, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the first time I've ever seen you or heard you fully say that Putin is affiliated with the positive forces. Is that true?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
There were some attempts by the cabal to bribe him or threaten him, and I would say he is a little dictator with a lot of light. It's a combination. Nationalistic tendencies, but he's very strongly opposed to the cabal and opposed to the old financial system.
Now, do you agree that I've been really watching BRICS, you know, the alliance of countries within BRICS,
yes,
and they seem to really be having a lot of effect and making a lot of changes, and I keep reading that they're more humanitarian based. Do you agree that they are making headway? Is there truly kind of a demarcation line being drawn that countries are being presented with their agenda and trying to persuade them to join their, you know, their perspective or, you know, their agenda?
Okay, I would say the BRICS alliance is an outer manifestation of a long-time effort to transform the financial system. And it's a necessary step towards the creation of the fair financial system. And before the reset can happen, this alliance is getting stronger and stronger, so people become more aware of the current financial system. And many countries and many, I would say, influential entities on the planet are aligning now with the Eastern Alliance and the BRICS. And this is a necessary step before the reset can happen.
Interesting.
Because the new financial system, it will be actually asset-based, it will not be a fiat system, and it will not include just US dollar in there. Its basket of currencies, but most of the strongest world currencies will be included.
Now, I could have sworn that I blogged an article about that there was an awful lot of indication that the new financial system was coming online, and that one of the most major banks, wasn't it Deutsche Bank, that went down. And I thought, was the positive, you know, resistance behind that?
And no, the Deutsche Bank didn't go down. It was just there were certain disruptions in the trading, certain disruptions in the bank. But there is a lot of disinformation over internet. A lot of so-called Denarian gurus saying the reset is happening today, RV is happening today, tomorrow. It's not going to happen like that.
It's going to have to happen after the event. You've been very
people have
consistent.
An IG event, and it will not be in the way that they are expecting to happen. It is not about the Iraqi dinar. It is not about the Vietnam bomb. It's about the whole planetary financial system that will be reset, like a computer will be rebooted.
Right.
And then the new system will come online. It will be introduced in a single moment.
Wow.
And the
well,
banks will close for a time so that this thing can be sorted out.
And it's such a monstrous undertaking because it's global, you know? I can't even imagine. Well, how do you explain the NASDAQ going down for 3 hours? They said, quote, due to technical issues, but from what everybody's saying, it's feeling like it was manipulated.
It was manipulated. For example, if the cabal companies lose their value, they just shut down the stock market or they create a technical glitch.
Ah, so this is really a representation of their desperation.
Yes, and they are going further and further. They are getting more and more desperate, and they are using methods they didn't use a few months ago.
Okay, because supposedly they haven't done this. You know, like people were just blown away that they actually allowed the system to stay down for over 3 hours.
Yes. You can expect things like that to happen more and more.
Now, what about the safety of our ATM cards, you know, our personal accounts and that kind of thing? Do you have any comments on
that? I said a long time ago, get your money out of the bank as soon as possible. Of course, after the event, you will be reimbursed, but before the event, your money can be blocked, seized. Many things can happen. Transactions blocked, things like that are happening already. So I would say it again, get your money out of the bank.
And folks, he's been so consistent on that. I mean, he has said that every time I've interviewed him, I think, huh, Cobra?
Yes.
It's like
and of course, get out of stock and options and paper trading. And if you have money, move it into precious metals, land, something tangible.
What about Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is also, it's a very good idea. I hope it will survive the changes. It's an alternative currency at the moment. When the new financial system is introduced, it will also remain as an alternative currency. But
good.
Before the event, it can get attacks from the cabal. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. But it is good for privacy.
Yes, it is much better than the official financial system.
Okay.
But you need to know there is no 100% safe encryption on the planet right now.
Okay.
It does not exist.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true of every correspondence that we have, every email, every phone call. I mean, if the NSA documents that have been leaked haven't proven anything else, it's proven that.
I think it's common knowledge now that we are having no digital privacy anymore.
Zero.
Never had it.
Yeah, never did have it. It was an illusion. So what do you think about there was a vote in the House to remove funding from the NSA domestic spying program. And there were quite a few people in the House that actually voted for that to occur. And it was successful. So I was wondering what you thought about that. That showed me that there have been some changes or infiltration on the part of the positive resistance with our House of Representatives. And I wanted you to comment on that.
Okay, that's a good news, but we'll see how this gets implemented in practice.
Okay. Bummer. Okay, and I also wanted to know, Is there anything that we should be aware of that's going down in Nicaragua and on Honduras? I know that some of the news headlines regarding them have been, mysterious airlifting of, tons of cocaine in the area. What it showed me was that the cabal are just scrambling to find any cash they possibly can, and I wanted to know what you thought about that.
Yeah, this is exactly what's happening.
Okay. And what do you think about the fact that there's military transports and warplanes that have been flown out to Cyprus and they're on standby? And that would be England right now.
Yeah, this is part of the cabal's attempts to create war in Syria. As you know, Cyprus is very close to Syria.
Correct.
And actually, you can fire missiles easily from Cyprus to Syria. It's about, I would say, it's about 200 miles, not more. It's not far.
But of course, right now, I mean, I personally feel it seems like it's a miracle that we're not already full blown in a World War III. I mean, is that
It's not
correct?
going to happen. The light forces have said many times they will stop this no matter what.
Well,
And
they're
cabal will not be allowed anywhere close to World War III. They will be removed to dust. Even moments before that happens, they will be vaporized.
That's oh my God, that's awesome. So is there anything we can do, the light community, what can we do to support the positive resistance? I mean, these guys are out there, girls, guys, whatever, they're out there putting their butts on the line for all of us. What can we do to support them?
There are many things you can do. Number one is the weekly liberation meditations every Sunday. And number two, which is even more important, is to create event support groups. Many of those groups, actually thousands upon thousands of those groups, are needed everywhere around the planet to stabilize the process at the time of the event. Because those groups will be major information centers when this thing happens. People will be confused, and event support groups will spread information, give instructions and guidance to human population at that moment. So I would call upon everybody to start forming event support groups in their own area. There are some instructions in my blog and on the prepareforchange.net website. So as many of those groups as possible need to be formed as soon as possible because we're getting closer.
Yes. How exciting! Anyway, okay. Now, Cobra, what do you think about China? They've been really aggressive lately in making it clear that they do not support the dollar as the reserve currency anymore. They've pretty much put it out there that they want to bypass it in all the trade agreements, and that BRICS, the BRICS alliance is doing and considering the same thing. What do you feel that this is implying, and what is the effect on our country and our world?
It's a very good news actually, because the old financial system is based upon dollar as a reserve currency for the planet. And if this changes, the whole rules change. And this is exactly what's happening, and this needs to be done to a certain degree before the reset can happen.
Wow. God, so exciting. Now, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the NSA. There's just been one headline after another, after another, after another. Do you see this just continuing? I mean, are we just going to continue to get deluged with secret documents being exposed? How long do you think this is going to go on?
Okay, there are layers of information being released. Now, we have touched the uppermost layer. This is the truth about global spying network, which covers all digital transmission, digital information exchange. Then we have deeper layers which have not been exposed yet. Information about involvement of US government with extraterrestrials, for example. Information about deep underground military bases in the past, for example. Information about what was actually happening with Yamashita Gold, things of that nature. NSA has documents about this, and this has not been released yet. Snowden did not have access to that, so we'll need another whistleblower to release those.
Interesting. God, it's a very exciting time to be alive. Now, Cobra, I just want to read this to you. I think this is so monumental. I would love to hear your take on it, but there was an article, Senators introduced bill to restore constitutional limitations on federal power. U.S. Senator Mike Enzi and John Barrasso joined Senators Tom Coburn and Rand Paul, introducing the Enumerated Powers Act of 2013, which would give members of Congress more tools to stop unconstitutional legislation. And it says, you know, it requires each act of Congress, bill, resolution, conference report, etc., you know, basically to be under this enactment, and it stipulates all the so-called points to it. What do you think about that? I mean, it feels to me like this is a deal breaker.
I would say this is one of the many political and legal efforts to restore the Republic. But there will be many more, and many more are being prepared in the background. So this is just the beginning.
God, it's huge. I mean, that is just, I don't know if you guys really think about what the implications of that are, but they are huge. So, now, what is going on in Egypt? You know, it was going really well there. You know, you had, by the way, was there 16 million or 24 million people involved in Egypt? Do you know?
You mean, yeah,
In the
there were
protest.
actually even more, depending on which phase and at which moment. But I would say we have reached a big victory in Egypt. Most of the Muslim Brotherhood cabal members have been arrested, and now Egypt is going to a new level of stability. They will begin regular democratic political process, and this will be the beginning of the final freedom for Egyptian people, and not only for Egyptian people, because the same process will happen everywhere on the planet.
Fantastic. And that's really a big deal, correct? Because that's kind of like the Mecca of all of the goings-ons.
Actually, the Egypt operation was the first large-scale operation of the positive military, and although it was everything did not go smoothly, it was very successful. And it's just a reminder to each of us that even the event might not go completely smoothly. There might be people resisting it. There might be people creating violence. So it is better to be prepared and also to create as many event support groups as possible to make this transition more peaceful.
Correct, correct. That is our goal. So many, many people have asked me through emails, etc., what is the status of Fukushima's nuclear power plant? It's looking really, really scary, Cobra. And I wanted to know, has there been any intervention there again? It seems that they have not left it alone, and now they're talking about, you know, 300 tons of nuclear contaminated water is leaking into the ground. They've upgraded it to a level 3 serious incident. What is
Okay.
your background on that?
Level 3 incident is not level 7 incident. Yes, there has been radioactive water leaking out, but compared to what is happening on the planet elsewhere, even in that regard, it's not in the way the media represent that. It's another fear, spreading fear, disinformation. Actually, the light forces are helping a lot with Fukushima, and the situation is not as grave as the media would like to present it. And the situation will be contained and it will be resolved slowly and completely after the event.
Good. Glad to hear it. Now, Cobra, we talked about this last month, and you know, we talked just briefly about it, but there is an awful lot, and I know you talked about how the cabal is kind of doing a stage performance to put a lot of fear locally with the United States, etc. But there is just a lot of action going on here with the tanks and the purchasing of ammunition, the purchasing of you know, meals for troops, the shipping in of foreign troops that have to learn English, and they're being told that they have to do like civil drills. You know, do people have to be worried about that? Is that something that the
No,
positive
no,
resist,
no.
okay, how,
Do
you
not
know,
be worried about that. There is actually a strong disinformation campaign about the movements of the military. because especially certain parts of CIA want to distribute more fear about the military before the event happens.
And do you feel that the United States is kind of changing their tune as far as intervening with the whole Syrian conflict?
In which way?
Well, it just seems like, you know, I just read this morning Obama says, hey, you know what, you know, I need to review this. I need to look at, you know, all the alternatives. I mean, he's not just jumping in, even though he's getting a lot of pressure to do so. I was wondering if there's been some shifts in that area as far as the United States really pulling back and not going through with the war campaign itself.
Okay, as I said, the arc and vortex around above Syria has been removed on Sunday. And now the cabal does not have energy support for that military action. And also the cabal has received some warnings that if they move too far, there will be action taken, and they are a little bit more careful about the whole thing.
Good. Awesome. Okay. Now, I know you you do really alike and seem to align with Benjamin Fulford's information. And I just thought it was fascinating when he said, you know, he was on a vacation of some sort, and he said that he received an urgent phone call, and they actually had to track him down in a remote location, saying that fundamental changes had taken place in the global power structure. Can you expound upon that?
Actually, the new full report of today is quite interesting.
Yes.
And he's speaking about the negotiations that will start taking place. I would say that there are actually negotiations already taking place for about 2 weeks now. I am not allowed to go into much more detail apart from that. Certain members of the cabal are thinking and negotiating about surrendering at the time of the event. This is one thing that's happening.
That's what I was going to ask you, because I about flipped my lid when I saw that the White Dragon Society is telling them, you know what, if you want to be a bondholder of, you know, trillions of dollars, hey, why don't you just sit down with me and let's talk about what needs to be done as a win-win solution for the planet.
Actually, what Fulford is saying is that this is actually the plan for the event, to force the Federal Reserve to go bankrupt by demanding to pay back their bonds. That would trigger the reset. That would trigger the financial reset. This is exactly the action that will trigger the reset when it's going to happen.
Wow. And we're basically right there, aren't we? I mean, because they're already there.
They are there, but we're getting closer.
Yeah, because they're actually discussing meetings to discuss the bonds right now.
Yeah, they're discussing it, but for the action to be triggered, what Fulford is saying, if this action is triggered, you will have the event.
Wow.
So it's a little bit too premature to comment on that, but I would say that he is hearing rumors about plans for this action to be taken, not the actual decision for that action to be taken.
God, that's huge, though. So we need to...
It's a very big thing. It's a very interesting report, and I would suggest everybody to look at it.
Yeah, to keep their eye on the movement of it. And he mentioned that the Neil... Keenan lawsuit was definitely part of this whole process.
It can be part of the process, yes.
Because apparently he's done an immense amount of work on this. So, wow, I'm still reeling on what you just said. So do you feel that, is there a sense of organization with all of these countries now? I mean, do you feel like there's a clear structure within those that are saying, yes, you know, we're on board, we're ready to bring this forward and end poverty and, you know, end environmental destruction and all that?
I would say there is agreement upon certain things, upon certain basic things, but there is a lot of disagreement upon some other things. And this is one of the reasons why it's taking so long. But the light forces have decided when the time for the event is to be triggered, they will not wait for everybody to align on everything. People will just need to face the changes when they happen. All the governments, all the government officials will have to face the reality and they will have to make agreements one way or the other.
Interesting. So
Depends
that's
on.
why, that's kind of why you're getting so much more. We've got to get this done and we got to get it done now.
Yes, that's why I'm getting instructions to speed up the process for in the prepare for change project. This is why I'm getting instructions to call upon people to create event support groups because there's not much time left. I'm not saying it's happening this week or next week or
Right.
next, but time's running so fast. If you start a group, if you start a group and find a place and start gathering, very soon you will see changes happen.
This is so ex Cobra, I have to say, this is probably the most exciting interview I think I've ever had with you, because it feels so much closer.
Because it is much closer, because now it's August, and in September, as I said before, I expect some changes.
Fantastic.
I expect some real action being taken.
And you're not at liberty to share that, right?
Well, I'm not saying the event is going to happen soon, in September, but I'm saying certain very concrete actions are expected to be taken. There are plans of the Light Forces to trigger things starting from next Monday, and we'll see what happens.
Fantastic. I mean, are they going to be in the area of financial
All
changes?
areas,
All
everywhere.
areas. Okay.
But I'm
Wow.
not, these are just plans. I
Right.
don't know how they work out, but the plans are to start triggering things starting next Monday.
Okay. And so this whole thing on Sunday of escorting the reptilians, the whatever you want to call them, the archons, the minions, whatever, escorting them off world. This has been probably one of the hugest accomplishments thus far, would you say?
Yes, it's actually we had such great numbers. We had almost 250,000 people watching the video alone. So you can imagine we had huge numbers meditating. And
Phenomenal.
this has created a critical mass.
Right on. Yay! Okay, so get kind of changing gears here. What is your opinion of why there are not as many UFOs in the Asian countries like India and Pakistan? Why are they just always showing up in the typical countries like England and Germany? What is your thought on that?
This is not true. There are actually many UFOs in India. There is a very active area in the north of India, in Ladakh, where there are many Pleiadian bases in the Himalayan mountains. If you read Indian newspapers, you will probably see many UFO reports. But the Western media here are not reporting this. It's just like a next layer of censorship in the Western media networks.
It's interesting because that question came from a gentleman out of India. Isn't that interesting? And his perspective is that he's not seeing a lot of UFOs or crop circles. That was the other thing, is why are there not
Well, I
crop
received
circles?
reports. I received many reports from India, and actually, I have visited that area years ago. And yes, there are Pleiadian bases there, and yes, there are UFOs seen there.
Okay. Well, and then another question he had here was, do you feel that the energy emissions, all the CMEs, and are they going to just continue, especially because they do bring about a lot of fatigue on the part of all of us? And he wanted to know how much longer that you think that's going to be going on.
Actually, the sun will be active because it's going to go through a magnetic polar flip very soon, in a few months.
That's
So
right.
we will experience a lot of activity from the sun as a result of triggering the sun from the galactic central sun as well.
I forgot to ask you about that. So what can we expect? How are we going to be affected by that magnetic flip of the sun?
It will be a very strong energetic event. You will be probably able to feel the energies. It may produce CMAs, CMEs. It may produce strong outbursts of radiation outside of the Earth atmosphere. It may disrupt some of the electronics on the surface, but I'm not expecting anything drastic at this moment.
Okay. Well, and then he was also asking, does the state of the next incarnation, which I thought you said we aren't even having that, but Does the state of the next incarnation depend upon past karma or the influence of the archons? This is one of his
Actually, the
questions.
whole reincarnation or recycling process is going to be discontinued on this planet.
That's what I thought too. And then I thought this was a neat question for you. What is Cobra's source of inspiration behind all this magnificent, unselfish work that he does?
I would say my source of inspiration is my desire to liberate the planet. And this desire to liberate the planet came from my personal experience with the Cabal many years ago when they attacked me. And when I realized what's going on here, I could not tolerate this. And they made a huge mistake by attacking me because I cannot tolerate this.
Right.
This needs to change. This planet needs to change, and it will change.
So you.
And if one single individual makes that decision, 100% it will change. That's the power of free will. And we all have the same power.
I so agree with that because I went through the same thing, you know. And it's kind of like you step into your warriorness, not necessarily making war, you know, in the way that we've always thought of it.
Well, there are many layers to this, and every individual can do whatever your talent is. You don't need to fight with weapons. You can
Exactly.
use your mind, your creativity, your willpower, your whatever your talent is. Use that to help liberating the planet.
So, let me ask you this. This was the coolest article ever, and I'm not even sure if you saw it, but a team of international astronomers detected four explosive events known as fast radio bursts above the plane of our Milky Way galaxy, and they lasted a few thousandths of a second. It says these bursts gave off more energy in a millisecond than the sun does in 300,000 years. When they researched it later, they found that it was from another galaxy and not of our own. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, events like this happen all the time in this universe. There are huge forces, huge energy bursts, as an expression of the dynamic life of the universe. And people will become more and more aware of this as we become liberated and part of the Galactic Confederation, part of the Cosmic Society. People will be more aware of what's actually happening out there.
Very cool. Well, you know, I was kind of thinking, well, you know, if you look at the planet and the planet is a being and you look at the star system and everything has consciousness, is this also like a higher consciousness trying to help us out, so to speak?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so that's kind of where I was going with it. Okay, well, as I said, I have still a gazillion more things to ask you, and we're already getting to the top of the hour. So, Cobra and I talked about it, and we're going to really try, right, Cobra? We're going to try and do another follow through in a couple of weeks from now. Is that good for you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, everybody, I promise we'll get to all your questions. And, you know, if you have any other questions, make sure you send them in before the 2 weeks. and, Cobra, did you want to say anything about, you know, the movement with the planetary you know, prepare for change.
Actually, the website is being translated now in many different languages, and we are now very soon will cover most of the human population with those translations. And I would ask everybody to become actively involved in supporting that effort, and especially informing and creating event support groups around the planet.
Agreed. And same with me, you know, the Healers Network is a subsidiary of Prepare for Change. So, you know, please support us. We have some really cool ideas coming up. We've just been waiting for everybody to get settled with the website. It's been a massive undertaking. Trust me, especially with all the different languages and countries, et cetera, and how we're going to communicate and how we're going to make this flow. And Cobra, I want to thank you for all the work you've done in that area. I know it's just been a huge project for you.
Yes, thank you. And thank you. Also, I would like to thank everybody who was working countless hours of their free time voluntarily to create this project and make it possible.
Yes. And, you know, just make sure, everybody, that when you are contributing these minutes, days, weeks, months towards the light, don't forget who you're doing it for. That's really important because we tend to get caught up in the time, you know. So anyway, with that, I just want to thank everybody for their support. Once again, please visit my site at galacticconnection.com. And if you're willing to, please check out the donation button. This is a free service. It is a lot of work, and I'm here to support you, but I also need some support as well. As does Cobra, right, Cobra?
Yes, everybody needs support, and everybody can support each other.
Exactly. So anyway, we love you, and we thank all of you for listening, because we wouldn't be doing this unless you all were there listening to us. And we wish you the best. We can't wait to hear what Cobra has to say in a couple weeks from now. And I wish you all well. Stay tuned, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks again, Cobra, for your time.
And thank you, everybody, for listening.